Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Nagin is here. Bob is he's the founder of Mackinac Kite Company. He was selling kites when the wind wasn't blowing, folks. He made a living selling kites when the wind wouldn't blow. That's the kind of retail mind I want to have. I want to hang out with myself. He's a co-author along with his important partner, Susan, marketing your retail store in the internet age, and he's been hanging out with us, helping us understand Main Street for about almost 17 years. He's our good friend, Bob Nagin. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It is always my honor to be here.
It's good to have you back, and as always, so, Bob, the pandemic has accelerated e-commerce 5 years. That's an IBM report shows that.
Yep.
And almost by definition, when you know Main Street businesses as you and I do, almost by definition, that means that a lot of small businesses got hurt. Main Street businesses, brick and mortar businesses got hurt because they were depending upon foot traffic or old fashioned retail. They weren't as internet savvy, as e-commerce savvy, as they should have been. And in the meantime, Amazon got rich. What do you think?
I think there is a
I
lot of
I should say
truth
richer.
To that statement.
Richer.
I think there is a lot of truth to that statement, Jim, but I don't think it reflects the whole truth. Here's what I see from our community. Is in March, people reacted incredibly quickly. So we have a group called WhizBang Retailers, free Facebook community.
Yep.
And in 1 week, 10 people reported building their websites.
Wow.
They created groups around websites. So while what you're saying is absolutely correct, there is a huge, huge part of the community of small to mid-sized independent retailers who did pivot quickly and successfully.
They had no choice.
Not just e-commerce. They had no choice, and so they did it, right? They're entrepreneurs. This is what I love about our community, as in your community of small businesses, and my community, our community of small independent retailers, is we hustle. We don't have the backing of Wall Street. We don't have access to enormous amount of capital, but what we do have is we have hustle, we have creativity, and so it wasn't just a rapid shift to, I need a website, I'm going to build a website. It was incorporating social selling to their offerings. It was hustle.
Staying connected to customers even when they weren't buying.
That's right. So, yeah.
Any Main Street company that stood around and acted like a deer in the headlights, they're not here anymore. They're not going to last.
Done. No, that's exactly right. So I do a weekly video blog called Real Retail TV. And 2 weeks ago, the topic was the acceleration of retail. And what I suggested was exactly what you just implied, is that the people who are good are becoming more successful, much more quickly. Acceleration. The people who aren't good, the people who didn't change, the people who didn't pivot, the people who aren't hustling, are going out of business much, much more quickly. Acceleration. So what we're seeing is the people who are good, boom, great things are happening.
Right.
The people who are, to your point, deer in the headlight, boom, bad things are happening.
Well, one of the things that I pointed out in a column earlier in the last year was that everything you just described, we just talked about, was going to happen anyway. It was just going to happen over the next 5 years. The only thing that the pandemic did is it accelerated the demise of companies that won't come into the 21st century from having 5 years to eat up their equity, and they got it eaten up all at one time. And maybe, and this, the only unfortunate part is maybe some of them would have had more time to come into the 21st century. They would have said, okay, I get it. I can turn things around. It took me a couple of years to figure it out, but that's the only sad part is this acceleration was not fair. That was the, I don't like to talk about fair or unfair because it's a tough world out here. Yeah. You gotta be big boys and girls, but I will say this acceleration was unfair.
Yeah, I do agree. There is a lot of collateral damage, you know, just people who should have made it to your point, or people who, you know, were vulnerable because for whatever reason, maybe they were learning slowly, or maybe they had circumstances that had put their business into a, you know, sort of a weakened position, and they might have made it, or they were still working hard. But yeah, you know, but you're absolutely right, because I have deep empathy for those people who should still be in business but aren't. But you're right. We live in an accountability economy.
That's right. It also must be pointed out that the pressure wasn't coming from Amazon. The pressure wasn't coming from anything but what customers now expect from you. That's the way you got to look at this. You got to say, okay, I'm uncomfortable. I'm feeling pressure. I don't like this, but it's what my customers expect, and they're the boss. What do you think?
We have coined a term, WWMCW. What would my customer want?
Yep.
and we really that's sort of the foundation of what we teach, is that we live in a customer's world. You were the one who, and it makes me mad that I didn't think of this, Jim, that I didn't coin the term the age of the customer. But we live in the age of the customer, and especially for small independent retailers, people want an experience. And brick-and-mortar retailers, small retailers, local retailers are in a unique position to give that. And that's what the customers want. So are you going to give it to them, or are you going to go out of business?
I need the website, Bob.
WhizBang Training with an H. WHIZ Bang Training.
There's still time. If you're still in business, there's still time to get yourself self-organized for 2021. We're going to get Bob to help us after the break. 20 after. Stay with us. I don't know why
they don't explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.